Welcome back to Weekend Report with Sooner Politics. This is David Van, and we're on page two. 2,800 bills! Oh my goodness, there are a lot of bills at the Capitol right now. Folks, we can't go through all of them here, but Sooner Politics has devoted a lot of resources. In fact, we have a special column called Legislative Watch. Hope you get a chance to read that at soonerpolitics.org. We're going through bills every week. We're adding a bunch of bills we're going through. Okay, so here's the deal. There's no way we're going to have floor votes in all 2,800 bills. In fact, we're probably not going to have floor votes on 20% of those bills. But every legislator is going to want to make his mark. Some of them have been, just a little bit reserved, especially with this large incoming freshman class. A number of them are saying, you know, I think I'm just going to study here, see what some of my colleagues have done, and see what ideas I can get behind. Maybe we can even get rid of some of the laws. There's a lot of laws in Oklahoma that are so outdated. We need to get them off the book. I did talk with an incoming freshman Republican from Tulsa, Jeff Boatman. He spoke to the Tulsa Republican Assembly on Tuesday night, and that was his sentiments. He said, you know, I think I need to just watch how things are done. It's not a bad idea, Jeff. I commend you for it. You know, sometimes it's better to watch your colleagues make a fool of themselves and learn from their example than to step in it. But so we've got a lot going on. Now there's going to be a lot of people at the Capitol. I think I told you last week about the Ethics Commission trying to basically make you register as a lobbyist if you have, you know, just a little bit of an elevated interaction at the Capitol, or sometimes your pastor might step in it and have to file as a lobbyist just from what he preaches on Sunday from the pulpit. Unbelievable. The Ethics Commission, which has no authority over private citizens, they were commissioned just to keep an eye on elected officials and our state government. But instead, they're getting into mission creep, and we've got to stop them. Hopefully, our legislature is going to do that. I look forward to wading through 2,800 bills with you, my fellow Oklahomans. So get ready, buckle down. I hope I see you at the Capitol. I know there's a lot of things that have got me pretty worked up, and there's a lot of things. In fact, we're going to go through a few of them yet tonight on this webcast. And now this from page three.